Day 40, More Than Gold. Let's read Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 to 15. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. All of us who are mature should take such a view of things. Pat Riley states, a champion needs a motivation above and beyond winning. I pray that this motivation will be the joy in the face of Jesus when you finish your race. As a child, I often used to daydream about going to heaven and wondered what God would say to me. I always wanted to see his face full of joy and imagined him picking me up and squeezing me with the biggest hug and then saying, Rachel, you lived your life well. This reward will be worth more than gold. I do not know what picture you have in your mind, but let our prize at the end of the race be to bring him great pleasure. A brave man, C.T. Studd, was known for his mistakes and poor people's skills, but passionate vision. C.T. Studd, who was born in 1860 and lived until 1931, was an English missionary who faithfully served God in China, India, and Africa. And his motto was, if Jesus Christ is God and died for me, no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for him. Studd is remembered as both a cricketer and a missionary. As a cricketer, he played for England in the 1882 match won by Australia, from which the origins of the Ashes came. As a missionary to China, he was part of the group known as the Cambridge Seven and was later responsible for setting up the Heart of Africa Mission, which became Worldwide Evangelization Crusade, or now often known as WEC. This man touched nations, lived by faith, and with his wife Priscilla, trusted God for thousands of pounds. He was ostracized by many of his wealthy friends, but he left a legacy greater than money in three nations. I was 24 years old when I nearly died as a result of a road traffic accident in Zimbabwe. These near-death encounters have an incredible way of focusing our priorities. I decided then that I would not let fear get in the way of my dreams. I needed to live life well, even if it was different from the expected norm, and fulfill the calling on my life. On my race, I've been criticized for doing what I do because some have felt that such a leadership role is not appropriate for a woman. But I cannot change my call or my gender. I've been misunderstood and accused of being too passionate when I've spoken strongly of the needs in our nation. However, this has not been the sound of female emotion, but the cry of a passionate heart seeking to serve God. I have felt intimidated, overwhelmed, and totally incapable. But one thing I know, I must run my race. I do not have the greatest degree or training, the largest financial backing, or the most impressive arguments. But one thing I know, I've been called to love people and touch nations with the power of God. So what burns inside of you? Do not let others quench your fire. Run your race and win. As I was praying in the UK recently, I felt God give me this promise. He spoke to me from the Christmas tree lights that I had just removed from my tree. Each light was very small. They were micro fairy lights. But when wound around my Christmas tree, they had been very bright. So God said to me, the revival and the awakening that you seek to see in your nation will not happen in a moment of incredible breakthrough, but it will come as a result of an army of dedicated people who have consistently done the right thing in their neighborhoods. He further spoke and said, it will be the steady, obedient work of thousands that will reverse the curse of the enemy in this nation. Each one must play their part, as if one light goes out, a whole area will be without light. Tell the people that every life counts. Each one must take their place. So it is time for you to respond. Turn your light on and run the race of your life. Let us pray as we conclude this time. Father, I want to run this race and bring you pleasure. Let me be part of an army that transforms my nation. Remove from my life everything that would hinder this call. Raise up in the nations an army of warriors who will fearlessly carry your name. Amen. So remember, run the race of your life. There is something to live for and something worth dying for. Be a dedicated hero. Walk with determined courage. Be devoted to purity. Live a life of disciplined sacrifice. Have dangerous passion. And remember, you are destined as a champion.